From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. The former director of a domestic violence shelter in South Central Missouri has admitted stealing about $30,000 from the shelter. The Office for the U.S. Attorney for Western Missouri said in a release that 64-year-old Mary Young pleaded guilty to credit card fraud in connection with the embezzlement scheme at the Creating Opportunities for Personal Empowerment, or COPE, shelter in Lebanon. The prosecutor's office said Young was the executive director of COPE from August 2008 through June of 2014. The fraud wasn't discovered until after she resigned. As part of the guilty plea, Young admitted that she used shelter credit cards to make unauthorized personal purchases for things like gas, meals, and clothes. She entered the plea last week. The Catholic Diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph is opening a city school for the first time in more than 70 years. Bright Futures Fund, which raises money for schools in the diocese, is acquiring the Derek Thomas Academy Charter School building as the future home of a new Catholic elementary school. Officials told the Kansas City Star that the plan also calls for closing two Catholic schools, Our Lady of the Angels and Our Lady of Guadalupe. Bishop James Van Johnston said the decision to relocate two of its schools closer to the east side of the urban core is a sign of the diocese's, quote, commitment to the core of the city, end quote. Missouri lawmakers who want a private firm to scrutinize the state's welfare rolls say it could save money by ending benefits for people who aren't actually eligible. Representative Marsha Hafner said case managers have too much paperwork to effectively manage their caseload. The St. Louis Republican said contracting a third party to verify people's eligibility for government aid would save time and money. Both chambers have voted for similar measures in the past, but Senate gridlock killed the proposal last year. A House panel approved that proposal Wednesday without any dissenting votes. A corresponding bill by Senator David Sater also has moved out of a committee. Critics warn a similar program in Illinois led to thousands mistakenly losing benefits. The two-state fight for a federal spy agency's new regional headquarters and more than 3,000 high-tech jobs has gained increased urgency in St. Louis after the failed bid to build a $1 billion riverfront stadium to keep its NFL franchise from moving to Los Angeles. St. Louis leaders had envisioned a new Rams stadium and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency complex as anchors for the city's impoverished north side. The urban renewal hopes now rest solely on a selection the federal government expects to announce as soon as March. St. Louis is competing with adjacent St. Clair County in Illinois, which has offered nearly 400 acres of donated land near Scott Air Force Base to the Defense and Intelligence Agency, a combat support branch of the Department of Defense. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.